We also heard this week from Mr. Lindner's fifth grade science classroom at the Robert J. Elkington Middle School. And this week we hear from Dominic and Riley.
Hello, my name is Dominic and
Riley. We have made a lot of observations over the past week. The biggest observation everyone had was the huge amount of snow, 18 to 20 inches, dumped on our region from the snowstorm.
One student mentioned the winds were really strong and the snow fell at a fast rate. Another student mentioned some small lakes and ponds are starting to form ice. Connor said some ice is forming on Lawrence Lake.
Our class noticed that all the leaves are off the trees from the blizzard. Alex said that she saw some tracks on the snow from some small animals. Speaking of trees, Kira said she spotted a raven in a tree near Murphy Hill.
One student noticed that an animal and bird activity is up from the snowstorm. Like deer, squirrels, and other small animals by roads are observable areas. They must be searching for food.
Charlie said, according to her mom, there is no snow in the cities, which is interesting that 3 hours in any direction can have a huge effect on changes and weather.
One question our class had is how long does it take to form ice on lakes for ice fishing? Lastly and sadly, deer season is over.
Nice report. You guys, that's a great job. Thank you very much for that. The question about how long does it take ice to form? Well, the time isn't the important thing. The important thing is how thick is the ice. And it takes, you need to have 2 inches of good, solid, clear ice in order to get out on it and walk around. If you're going to ice fish, you know, I wouldn't take 4 or 5 people and go together if the ice were only 2 inches thick. I'd stay spread out and away from one another. And of course, the important thing to do is to remember that ice is subject to a lot of things inside a lake. And if the wind, if the water is moving, or if the water is warmer in one part of the lake, the ice may not be as thick as it will be in other parts. So you may come onto a lake in a safe spot, and you may wander into an area that is not safe. I have done that, as have many others. The thing to do is always go with somebody and take along some equipment. You know, take a rope or take some ice picks so that you can get yourself out. Be prepared for an accident, because you just don't know when they're going to happen. And you want to be ready when it does happen.